Hi, how you doing? Vika here. Today is going to be an episode all about one of my favorite parts of the fandom. One of the favorite things that I've seen before. What I'm talking about? AMVs. Anime music videos. And I know all of you are listening already know about them. Besides, I choose one, well, every time I do an anime episode, I can't say every week right now. And come on, they're even more widespread than they were before, which is a good and bad thing about it. I have my top 10 ever made. Well, maybe not top 10 ever made, top 10 out of all the ones I've seen over the years. And some little words on AMVs, my thoughts of AMVs, and a deep dark secret. Secret. Dude, AMVs are awesome. I like how people just take footage, mix it with a song that's relevant to the anime, or just turn into some wacky thing. Or, you know, just showing off a talent they have. Because I consider video editing a talent, if you know how to, well, use Premiere or stuff like that. And the internet just kind of helped grow everything. Back before, in the old days, it used to be all VHSs, like a bunch of VHSs and an index, and it was so hard, thus they were so rare and so uncommon, and would be, like, added to tapes of anime. But now, we have a whole website devoted to them, animemusicvideos.org, which I suggest you check out at least once. Join. Download. Enjoy. But unfortunately, some of it also means some of it, all the advances we had turns things into shit. You know all those videos, the crappy ones with the subs still in them, and they usually use Linkin Park with action scenes from whatever the flavor of the week shonen is out. Linkin Ball, I heard before. Naruto shits. All that shit. Well, of course, with more people seeing AMVs nowadays, they're gonna just be like, oh, I could make one. Let me just take this fan sub I have and put it into Windows Movie Maker. Oh, wait, there's a site called YouTube, so we could upload them to the world. Instead of actually putting some effort into them, and that kind of pissed me off. There's so much crap out there, it's hard to cut out the wheat from the chaff when it comes to AMVs nowadays. Which is a bad thing, in my opinion. But luckily, con contests also help show all what's the diamonds in the rough. That's why I like conventions. They always show the diamonds in the rough in their contests. And some of them that don't really make the bar, it's kind of sad because then they get lost. And that's a big problem too. I think there should be like, you know, OC Remix? How they have judges? There should be something like that for AMVs, like, or like a spin-off of animemusicvideos.org. Or somebody should do that. Man, if I had the skills, I would. But yeah, AMVs, I think, is just another part of the zeal in the anime fandom. Part of the one, just another part of the fandom I really love, that where talent shine besides art, or masquerading, or cosplaying. Or paneling, anything. And, I don't know. I also, I think I'll save that for last. What I was about to just say. All of you AMV makers who made the following, you are awesome. All of you want to be anime makers, you're probably doing it wrong, so I'm just playing. But really, check out like the threads at animemusicvideos.org. I check them out, but yeah, I just don't have the tech to do AMVs right now. I used to, and there's going to be more on that later. But also, stop using the following in your AMVs. Any emo song and any anime dance. Well, actually, I can't say any. Just really two. Haruhi Dance and Lucky Star Dance. Yes, those, well, I think Haruhi's great. Lucky Star, on the other hand, yeah. But yeah, they may be popular anime, and yes, they do have an addictive dance, and I have to admit, I know the moves for both of them. But still, it's overkill. Everyone's done it. Everyone done a remix with Haruhi Dance and Lucky Star Dance. Everyone added both of them together. Everyone crossed them. Everyone put in every AMV after they were both made. Stop it. Stop doing it. If you're still doing it, if you're planning to do it, stop. Stop, 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 stop. I see overkill. No subs in your AMV. Period. Period. Seriously. Not even spec a sub. Learn to cut that shit out. Also, everyone starts somewhere with your first AMV. I saw some okay first-timers. And, you know what? Why don't I just let the cat out of the bag? Back in a day. Back. Well, maybe I can't say back in a day. I'm not that old. Period. Back a few years ago. I was kind of new. Not new to anime. This was way past the fact. I got my first laptop, which has since been defunct in like 06. And I'm like, wow, everyone showed me these really cool anime music videos. Maybe I should make some. And so, about 2-3 weeks later, in Windows Movie Maker, I made two of them. Now, I used some of the worst mistakes you should do. One, I never really looked up how to make them. Two, I used Windows fucking Movie Maker. Three, oh, you want to hear the kicker? I downloaded anime clips off of Kazaa. Because when I was doing this, Kazaa was the thing, or at least going out or still around or whatever. On my little dial-up modem. And just trying to get clips and use them for whatever. I made one Gravitation one. And I made one AMV Hell ripoff one. Oh yeah, another thing. Stop making AMV Hell ripoffs. Now, if you're a bunch of people doing it, then I'll give an exception. If you're just one person doing it, don't. Because, yeah. Especially if doing Windows fucking Movie Maker like I did. They're the last two links on the site if you want to see them. I really suggest you don't. At least I try to avoid subs at all cost. Because even then, when I was like just watching AMVs, I still didn't like the subs. Yeah, and I think then my laptop went defunct. Yeah, this is before YouTube, never mind. Not even 06 when my thing went defunct, it was like 04. Yeah, and then like a few years later, found them on the hard drive that we'd taken out the laptop, and I'm like, well, why not upload these things to YouTube? Yeah, those were like my first attempts. Horrible, horrible attempts. And for some reason, people actually say, man, that Gravitation one was good. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's obviously not. It has the DivX logo in it. And it has a sub here and there. And the random video project, barely ever anyone even seen that, which is actually good. Kind of also, meh. When I made that, I think AMV Hell 1 just came out. Or something like that. Anyway, Enough of me ranting. Let's get straight to the top 10 AMVs according to me. Not the top 10 of all time. Don't go writing me saying, oh, blah, 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 how could you say that was the best? How could you say that was number 10? This is just according to Vega. The following views are just Vega, obviously. The following things I'm going to say and rank are just from me, personally. I would like to see something that is the list of the best AMVs of all time. But when I looked on the org, it was mostly just recent. Some of it was recent or the last few years. I want to see something of everything. I mean, dip from the 80s to now. 20 years worth of AMVs. Top 10 of them. Or at least top 100. If anyone could do that, and maybe do a showing at maybe one of the bigger cons like Otakon or like AX, I would be in attendance. Actually, if anyone did that, AWA would be the best part. Because I heard that's the AMV capital of the US, man. I will want to go to AWA. Also, AUSA did a cool thing by kind of copying their video art room and had a whole room just dedicated to AMV showings 24 hours a day. And AMV workshops. Yes, there should be more of those. In fact, when at Otakon, I wish it was. They would have said so if there is. Whatever. They set aside time to show, like, the overflows. And, of course, their contest is huge. Oh, I can't wait till Otakon. I actually made the money to go. I could go, and I could actually eat. I can't really buy anything, though. That's why I hope I get some more houses to clean. Anyway, on to the list.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Batman got on my nerves. He was running me amok. He ridiculed me, calling me a bum. I whoop Batman's ass. I whoop Batman's ass.
Okay, let's start with number 10. Now, this has been the first, very first AMV I've ever seen in my life. My friend John, as a birthday present, gave me this disc, this CDR, just a bunch of AMVs. This was back in 2001, I think. Either 2001 or 2002, but I think it's 2001. And the very first one I clicked on was 'Cause I'm a Blonde by Ingress Productions. And it's still one of my favorite AMVs. This person actually, you know, they went back and added some things to it, subtracted some things, but I prefer version 1. So I put up version 1 of this. Version 2, same deal, just a little bit, some more scenes. I don't know. I like version 1 because of nostalgia. In fact, this is on the list mostly because of nostalgia. Hey, I told you this is the list according to Vega, not the ultimate be-all end-all. I warned you. I disclaimered. But yes, this is when it's comedy. Straight up comedy. If you ever seen the movie Earth Girls Are Easy, which is a horrible movie, but it's part of my 80s film festival of suckin' awesome, then you'll know what I'm talking about.
There is life outside your apartment. I know it's hard to conceive, but there's life outside your apartment, and you're only gonna see it if you leave. There is cool shit to do, but it can't come to you, and who knows?
At number 9, Stop Watching Anime and Go Outside. It's from one of my favorite AMV makers, Doki Doki. Like, he's my Number one. I've seen all of his stuff. Awesome. And I saw this when it, at a con contest. And I was, well, I mean AMV contest at a con. And I was like, wow. Especially since there's not that many AMVs using Genshiken as one of the sources. And as a Genshiken fangirl, that really caught me in. But really, look at the technique. It's one of those AMVs that's various, mixing different anime together. And he does it very well, as always. Even has a live action scene of Benair of well, you'll see it, but oh my god. And plus Avenue Q. One of my favorite plays and favorite musical soundtrack. Yes. The song is hilarious. Everything he chosen to go along with it is hilarious. Yoshi, and plus if you look at it a second time, you'll catch little things like the box of cereal. you'll know at that point. Anyway, Doki Doki is the man. And this is, wow. Now, you wouldn't put the following clip of that song with a show about magical girls. Yes, this is another AMV from Doki Doki, which is our number 8. And it's Lollipop, Sunshine, and Rrrr! It has that song and Cardcaptor Sakura, and you're probably wondering, what the fuck? Well, it has subtitles for the growling impaired. And yeah, it's just that I think it's a very creative way to do this. I mean, one, who else would think about putting those two, that song and that source material together? Two, well done. Three, subtitles that starts out all cutesy and then gets kind of... And word bubbles. Yeah, in other words, this is a really great comedy from Doki Doki, comedy AMV, and it's one of my tops just because it's very unique in the fact that Cardcaptor Sakura and death metal, come on, who would have, what the fuck, but it works.
Is for unorthodox.
M
is for subliminal.
B
on an alpha zip.
A M B
who?
Boy.
All right, you would have to be under a rock for like, I don't know, 2-3 years in the anime fandom to not know of AMV Hell. Now, I love AMV Hell is also partially hate. I mean, the love part. It's, I'm not sure if it started off this, but the whole clips of little tiny AMVs and one big AMV. It's the robot chicken of anime music videos. You see, I like it and agree with it. Because some ideas and some things you could use in AMVs are small. Or say you have a concept that would be very funny but wouldn't be funny over a span of 5 or 3 minutes, but is better in like a 30-second bite. And you get the concept right there and you laugh at it. I like that about AMV Hell. But the bad thing is, everyone and their mom saw this and tried to imitate it. And not all the imitations are good. There is maybe one, which is AMV Heck, which I actually really liked. And, yeah, there's not that many. I can't really name, I can name AMV Heck, and that's all the one that's coming, that's the only one coming to mind. But AMV Hell, I'm adding the entire series as number 7. Meaning 1, 2, 3, 4, 0, Championship Edition, although it's the weakest one. And then there's AMV Hell Divided by 0, which is coming up soon. But it's not going to be headed up by Zarax. Zasrax. I never knew how to pronounce his name right. But actually from his, I guess, friend, S. Bigadugga, blah, blah, blah. A bunch of caps and no vowels. Let's just say that. That's his name. Caps and no vowels. That's my nickname for him. But yeah. Anyhow, I just love it. It's one of those things that me and my friends still reference to this day. The other day, I was just sitting there with my boyfriend playing Flux. Next thing you know, I knocked over a cup. We both looked at each other and went, do 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 do. And that's reference to the very first AMV Hell, like just AMV Hell 1. And man, just awesome. One, it's good to watch in a group. Sit down, you and all your friends, and watch one of the AMV Hell motion pictures. Like AMV Hell 3 or AMV Hell 4, the motion picture, AMV Hell 3-2, or something like that. Or hell, have an AMV Hell marathon. Yeah, because it's one of those things you just put on at a convention, a bunch of people in a room, keeps their eyes focused on it for like a good hour or so. Amazing. And lols. I mean, it's also kind of a sign that this is truly the robot chicken generation. That's my term for the ADD generation. I just call it the robot chicken generation. Because robot chicken is nothing but a stop motion AMV Hell. But yes, AMV Hell series. Check it out if you never did. Try the first one. The first two ones, because they're only like 6 or 7 minutes. 3 is like an hour and a half. And 4 is like an hour, I think, or hour and a half, too. Championship Edition, I think that's about an hour. 0, that's an hour. Divided by 0. If you want to submit something to that, I think the ending is August 1st, which is coming up pretty soon. So if you have the AMV skills and you want to be in the Divided by 0 project, go for it. But just know that that's adults only one. 0 and Divided by 0 are going to be all hentai. Yes, I support hentai. Except for the ones that disturb me. Like tentacles and Guro. Alright. That was number 7. Let's get to number 8. 6. Now at number 6, let's just be super cute girls. From Bakadeshi of Aeon Studios. Yeah, I saw this at Otakon and wow, it just blew me away. 1, Anna Tsuchiya doing her song Ah Ah as Nana Ozaki. It's from the Inspired album with just Olivia's / Trapness songs. And just every cute, just a bunch of the, I guess I could say, because there's some pre-2000 anime in there too. All girls, all super cute girls at that. I mean, the song is very narcy. In fact, I kind of consider it my theme song. It's one of my favorite songs. Yeah, it's in English. But, wow. the opener itself, when there's like a bunch of anime girls dancing, looking like holographics on a 3D background, and wow. That just, when I saw that intro, I was like, yeah, this is gonna be a good AV. Everything's quick, fast paced, on tune. That's what I like about AMVs. I like the ones that are just with the beat and the music, on tune, quick pace, just wow. And watch it. In fact, all of the AMVs I'm talking about are on the site, so you can watch them there. And I really highly suggest that.
I've got another confession to make.
Number 5 is Jiaku from Tyler VJ, and it's to the song Best of You, which is one of my favorite songs. So yes, this being number 5 is a bit biased, but the pacing used in the video, perfect for the song. Also the fact that they mix some of the real music video with the anime music video. In other words, in the real music video, you see the guy's lips at the microphone. That's all in this one. And all the scenes that go with it, like, all the scenes go with the lyric, but not in a cheesy way, like, say, I have a hand and someone shows a picture of a hand. But in a beautiful way. A more subtle way. And I suggest looking at this. It's one of my favorites. Favorite in editing, as well as doing something a bit different with the whole mixing of the live action. Well, I shouldn't say live action, the real music video. Also, the fact that the band backing up the singer is the band of from Beck, which is cool. Dokuru, or Doriku, I keep pronouncing that wrong, but most just know it as Mambaleo. This is the ultimate dancing AMV. It's been around since 01, and still, to this day, not a lot of AMVs surpass that. Yes, there's other people trying to make a dancing AMV, like the new Mambaleo, but no, it just doesn't compare. This has so much anime, I haven't seen it all. I don't even know where almost all the things are from. I look through the list and it's like, WTF. I mean, when I first saw it, I was like, what? But now I've seen some of that, or at least can recognize it. Except for the horse with the other horses on it, I think that's it. And the dancing frogs. Don't know what those are. Well, I know what they are, but don't know where they came from. But yeah, I mean, this has everything that has some dancing or movement under the sun at that time. I'm sure if it was made today, it would have had Haruhi and Lucky Star in it. But yeah. Also, the effects look very Flash-like, but I don't think it was made in Flash. But it does look like, you know, some Flash stuff in there. But wow. This is great. This was good for the time, and it's still good. I mean, that song is also addicting. You spin me inside, outside. Do-do-do-do-do-do. We'll dance at a party all night. Mumbo, mumbo-le. Oh, kiss me in the moonlight. Or something, something. I forgot the words. But, yeah, let's just say the song. When I had to find it forever, and then I finally found something where I could just rip the sound out the video and put it on my PSP. Put it on repeat sometimes on a train. And I secretly want to do some para-para to this. Yes. It's one of those cheer-up songs. It's just one of my cheer-up AMVs. My bro said this was like the first one he ever seen. And that's what got him into the whole AMV thing. But yes, check this out. It's just wow. I know I said it's just wow to like at least 3 or 4 so far on this list. I need some new adjectives. Damn it, a new thesaurus. Also known as the All Shonen Anthem. Seriously, the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics. This song is like the anthem of all shonen. Plus, this AMV is nothing but shonen. Any shonen. Probably every shonen. Yes, it is the shonen poster child band. Master plan. But yes, when you think shonen and think AMVs, think this. It's true. I also like it how it lip syncs. The lip syncing. Every character that's on screen is lip syncing to the song. Not some at the same time, some when their scene's up. And I like the mixture. ASF Studios are really good with those various AMVs where everyone's mixed together. Not like, you know, one scene from this anime and one scene from this anime, but one character from so-and-so anime in a scene of so-and-so anime with another character from another anime. In other words, talking group shots here. It's, and again, awesome techniques, awesome graphics, just wow, great editing. And the fact that I really love this song. But this is the only Master Plan song I know. I keep meaning to download some of their stuff. I just always forget. But yeah, I like the sound. But then again, take my taste in music with a grain of salt, because I also like Dragon Force in a non-ironic way. Yeah, you heard me. But on the other hand, I like Slayer in a non-ironic way too. And that is awesome. Disagree with me and die. Anyway, Shonen Bushido, my number 3 pick, and wow, even though I don't agree with all shonen, in fact, there's a lot of shonen I just plain out hate, but there's some I like. I mean, everyone has a few. Well, I guess maybe not everyone. I'm thinking of some people who hate shonen, live for passion. Halam Mignu from Tidilium Studios. Oh my fucking god. One, This song is great. This song made me get the rest of the album it was on. Now, the rest of the album sucks, so if you're planning to do that just based on a song, then just get that one song. But, wow. One, it's actually an action AMV. And two, the action is from Princess Tutu. Now, before you're like, oh no, this is, Princess Tutu's a great series. I've seen at least 2/3 of it. I really need to get the rest because they cut it off right at a good part on demand. And now I'm planning to get the DVDs because, oh my god, it was an amazing series. And yes, in the series, they fight with dancing. And it's a magical girl series. And you're all thinking, oh no. Oh my god, no. I'll review it someday. But this AMV is using that as a source material. Everything's on beat. The tone of the anime actually suits this music. Well, the later tone gets pretty darker, and the music kind of gets darker as it goes on, so it really works. And it basically tells the entire story of Princess Tutu. Well, basically all the parts that you're supposed to know and get revealed. So this is a big spoiler. Do not watch this if you don't want to be spoiled the Princess Tutu. Now, I'm also kind of spoiled Princess Tutu myself, but I already know what the deal is and kind of know how it's going to end. So I'm like, I'll watch it anyway. I mean, this doesn't really have effects, except for maybe the part with the gears, where they use that. But it doesn't need it. Just the beat, it goes along with the beat very well. The scenes fit the mood of the song, and wow, it was really fighting the number one. My number one choice and this video were fighting each other because I wasn't sure what to choose. But in the end, I chose something else as number one and chose this as a very close second. Oh my god, I just love this. And I listened to the song at least 3 times and got distracted from actually editing this.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
That's right. The 2525 music video from Janzaki. What's with people and their usernames? God damn it. Anyway, this amazed me the first time I seen it. Every time I see it on at least a few repeats. I love the song. And I love the theme, the future. There's lots of futuristic anime, uses a lot of things like, I think Key to Metal Auto is one of them, not sure if I got the title right, Metropolis, Evangelion, of course. And they use the right scenes, the right pacing for each scene. The song is uncommon when it comes to AMVs. This shows the artistic value that it can be in AMVs, in my opinion. Plus, I like their transitions from each year, how it showed the year. In other words, see this AMV. It is required. You are a listener of Vegan Odegaon, thus you must see that AMV. It was even AMV of the Week once. In fact, everything on this list was at least AMV of the Week once, and if it wasn't, it is now. And then there's some honorable mentions, some things that didn't quite make the top 10, but I really like. Ordained from Above is one that I really enjoyed because it uses Requiem as for a Dream, one of my favorite scores. And it's basically like a meta into AMV making, just kind of making fun of it. Also, an ode to Monkey AMVers with the song Developers, 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 developers. And it highlights every single great AMV maker that's in the present day. Just through, like, by the screen names. If you see a screen name in there, most likely the AMV that they make is good. Or great level. Waka Laka for Osaka, DDR. That one's really well done. It would have been number 11 if it was on this list. If I was going up to 20. Real Ninjas, yeah, I know, Naruto. But this even made me smile. And actually, I think this would have been number 11 and Waka Laka for Osaka would have been 12. Janai and the Bergroom live. Hava hava zoot zoot. Ever abba zut zut, a nom nom, ever abba zoot zoot. Yes, that one's, I'm not sure if it's classic or not, but wow, I really love that. And at one point I knew all the words to that song. In fact, if it came up during karaoke, I would so sing it. And then there's the horrible secrets that's on the page, the links to them. Watch at your own risk. Let's just say I was young, dumb, and stupid. Young, dumb, and stupid. I'm playing the young card. The horrible card. The cries. Cries. But anyway, that's it for this episode. Stay tuned for probably something next. I'm not sure. I've watched A Wind Named Amnesia. I'm thinking about recording a show on that tomorrow. Or a manga show, but I've been doing manga a lot lately. Time for a few anime shows. Oh, and news show, because I got a lot to catch up on. Goodbye, everyone. That was the Oda Gal Podcast. Go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com for all the links, show notes, and the videos. Don't forget to join up the forums and email me at vegatheodagal@gmail.com or voicemail at 206-222-1902. And remember, everyone, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.